Welcome to another question and answer episode of My Paranormal Story. I'm Tom Stewart. I wanted to do a quick episode to answer some of the many questions that I get every week. I get lots of emails from people telling me how much they enjoy the podcast, which I love. Thank you so much. And a lot of you like to tell me your stories, which is so awesome. I know a lot of you, if not all of you, have had paranormal experiences, and you like to tell your story, just like I like to tell my stories. So I assure you, I read all the emails and all your stories, and I do try my best to respond and give feedback and my opinion if you ask for it. So feel free to email me anytime. My email address is myparanormalstorypodcast@gmail.com, or you can just visit the website, myparanormalstory.com. Now, occasionally, actually quite often, I get questions specifically related to paranormal research, and a lot of them come from kids. Apparently, a lot of you listen to the podcast with your kids, and that is so cool. And I try to keep the podcast family-friendly. I think I've only sworn once in 30-plus episodes, and I'm going to continue to keep the podcast clean and family-friendly, and I'll also do my best to explain anything that might seem scary, you know, for the young ones. I mean, I had my first paranormal experiences as a kid. I was only like 6 or 7 years old. And by the time I was 13 or 14, I really started to take an interest in the paranormal. I was reading lots of books, and I was exploring, and I was investigating. So I think it's great that kids are interested in my podcast. So I wanted to devote this episode to answering questions that I've gotten from kids. The first question is from Jacob, who listens with his mom, Kathy, in Maryland. Jacob's question is, do you ever get scared? Yes and no. I mean, not really scared. Not like run out of the room and out the door scared. But I've been in some situations where I didn't feel comfortable and I just felt like I didn't belong there. So usually what I do if I start feeling that way is I just take a moment and go outside, get some fresh air and try to collect my thoughts. You know, and if it's a situation or a room or an area that I'm just not comfortable going into, I just don't go in there. But I haven't seen anything that has scared me. I've been startled. I've seen things move and it's like a, oh, wasn't expecting that kind of feeling. But not scared. And being scared, if you're a paranormal investigator, when I was investigating, being scared is dangerous. So you have to be able to keep your cool and remain calm, because if you get scared and you turn suddenly or you run suddenly, you could trip, you could fall, you could bang into things, you could hurt other people who are investigating with you. So being scared is really not a safe option as a paranormal investigator. But yeah, I definitely will get spooked now and then when something happens that I can't explain. Next email is from Henry in Tennessee. He emailed me from his school email, so I couldn't reply back to him. But Henry's question is, can ghosts hurt you? I would have to say no. Ghosts can't hurt you. And I don't think they want to. I don't think there are too many ghosts out there trying to hurt people. I think people get hurt when they get scared and they, like I said, trip or fall or bang into things. But, you know, there have been stories of ghosts will touch people. I've heard stories and seen evidence of ghosts maybe pulling someone's hair. I've actually had a stone thrown at me, but it didn't hit me. And I'm not sure that the ghosts in any of those situations were trying to hurt people. I think maybe they were just trying to get our attention, you know, or maybe scare us off because they didn't want us there. But I don't think ghosts can hurt you. I think only physical things can hurt you. So I wouldn't be worried about a ghost hurting you. I think that's mostly just, you know, in movies and on television shows to scare you while you're watching. Next email's from Jack in New Hampshire. He's 14, and he asks me, where is the scariest place you've ever been? I get that question a lot, especially from grown-ups, too. It's tough to say. I've been to plenty of spooky places, but, you know, like I was saying, I don't really get scared. But there's been a couple of occasions where I just felt like I shouldn't be there. One of them would be Belcourt Castle in Newport, Rhode Island. There was a bedroom on the third floor where it just felt uncomfortable. Like it just felt like I'd been in there before, but this one time it just felt like it didn't want me there. And it just, the air felt heavy and I just felt uncomfortable. So I left the room and didn't go back that night. But scariest, I know. There was this house we investigated in Providence, Rhode Island. And I actually talk about it on the episode called The Hostel. I don't know what it was about this house, but the third floor of this house was just spooky. And I don't know why. It was just a feeling of you're not alone when you're up there. And maybe it was because, you know, the ceilings were slanted or the rooms were really small. You know, maybe because it was warm up there because all the heat rises to the third floor. But it was just a place that really spooked me whenever I was there. And I remember at the end of the investigation, as we were packing up all the equipment and everything, I needed to go up to the third floor by myself to get some wires or something. And I remember not wanting to do it. Like, I didn't want to go up there alone, you know? I mean, I did, but I was kind of spooked. I was like, oh, so I literally just ran up there. Well, I didn't run, but I quickly went up there. I grabbed whatever I needed to grab. I just kept my head down and then came right back down the stairs again. I didn't want to see anything. I was a little spooked. It was funny. So that was probably one of the scariest places I've ever been. Savannah, who listens to the podcast with her mom, Bethany, from New Mexico. Are ghosts my relatives? She asks. Are ghosts my relatives? Well, I don't know. If you're talking about specific ghosts, only you would know that. But is it possible that ghosts can be relatives? Sure. In many cases, people believe that spirits of our family members follow us around. They guide us. They protect us. So it's definitely possible that if you're experiencing a ghost or a spirit, that it's a relative. But it's not necessarily always going to be a relative. Sometimes I find that spirits are attached to a certain place, like a home or a property. And sometimes they're attached to items. So, you know, if you have an old house, you know, the ghost in there might not be a relative. It might just be someone who used to live there. So, yeah, ghosts can be relatives, but they're not always going to be relatives. Next email is from Emma, who listens to the podcast with her younger brother, Michael, and her mom, April. They're from Florida. Are ghosts mean? No, I don't think ghosts are mean. I've never really met a mean ghost. Sometimes they can be unhappy, you know, maybe they're a little agitated because we keep bugging them. We keep telling them to talk to the camera or whatever. But I don't think they're mean. I think as long as you're being nice to the spirits, nice to the ghosts, I think they'll be nice back to you. Yeah, I don't think they're especially mean at all. The next question is from Amelia in Ohio. She listens with both her mom and dad. Amelia asks, how can I protect myself from ghosts? Well, I mean, like I said, I don't think ghosts are out to hurt you or harm you in any way. But if you really just don't want them around, there are some things you can do. I remember when I lived in a haunted house in Providence, and there was a ghost there who just, he didn't like me. He didn't want me there, I could tell. And so some of the things I did was what's called smudging, which is when you burn sage and you kind of carry it around the room with you, and the smoke that comes from that will help keep spirits at bay. Of course, I don't recommend you do it. It's something your parents should do for you. There's also something called dragon's blood, which I've used in the past. It's a scented oil, and you just get a small oil burner and you put a couple of drops of the dragon's blood oil in there, and that scent is supposed to keep spirits at bay. And I did have some luck with that in the house that I lived in that was haunted. But mostly what I tell people, if you're trying to get a ghost to stop bothering you, spirit is haunting you, and it's just, you know, you want it to stop, the best thing to do is to just tell it to stop. Just take command of your space, you know, let it know this is my room. This is my house. And if you want to stay here, you have to live by my rules. you know, and tell them, you can't wake me up anymore. You can't scare me anymore. Please don't keep opening those doors. Things like that. But say please and thank you. You know, be stern, but be polite. You know, you don't have to, you know, make it upset, you know, so don't be threatening. Just let it know that you're in charge. And almost always that will make it go away. Another email. This one is from Matthew. He's 13 from Wisconsin. Matthew's question, how can I look for ghosts? Well, I wouldn't necessarily suggest you go looking for ghosts at 13. If you have ghosts in your house and your parents are comfortable with you trying to contact them, then you could, you know, do certain things that way, like EVP sessions and things. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend doing that. The more you engage with a ghost in your house, the more active it's going to become. And it can get to the point where it's disturbing or frightening. So I wouldn't necessarily say go looking for ghosts around your house. If you want to do something fun and look for ghosts, there's lots of public ghost tours and ghost hunts out there. A lot of big cities and towns will have local paranormal teams who will take you on a tour of places where people have seen ghosts, or into a, you know, a haunted building. It's usually around Halloween, but sometimes they do it all year long too, like when it's, you know, warmer months and everything. So yeah, try going on a ghost hunt with your parents, and you know, you might be able to find some ghosts that way. For now though, I mean, if someday you really want to be a ghost hunter, I would say since you're 13, start doing research right now. Start doing lots of reading, watch some documentaries, learn as much as you can about paranormal investigation, you know, and then in a few years, you'll be old enough to start setting out doing it on your own. Or maybe you could join a local team of ghost hunters near you who are reputable and know what they're doing, because they'll already have some experience and they'll have a lot of the equipment. And, you know, when you're old enough, 16, 17, something like that, maybe they'll let you tag along, or maybe they'll let you join their team. I mean, that's how I did it eventually. And some of the books you can read, you've probably watched the TV show Ghost Hunters. Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson have written a few books. They talk about a lot of their investigations and a lot of the equipment and a lot of the theories. Amy Bruni, who was on Ghost Hunters, now she's on that show Kindred Spirits. She has a new book about all her experiences. There are other authors, too, that you may not have heard of, like Lloyd Auerbach and Joe Nickel and Troy Taylor and several others. I mean, you can just go online and look, and there are lots and lots of books about paranormal investigation and ghost hunting. I actually have my own book, too, so I'll plug it right now. 10 Best Tools for Ghost Hunting. Now, I wrote that especially for people who are interested in ghost hunting or are just starting out. I talk about the 10 different gadgets and tools that are used for ghost hunting. Some of them you could get online pretty cheap. And, you know, in the book, I just explain why you use the tool, how it works, how to use it. And I try to explain it as best I can. I even give examples of how I've used it on paranormal investigations. It's a short book. It's only like 100 and something pages. And you can find it on Amazon and Kindle and Audible. Again, it's called 10 Best Tools for Ghost Hunting by Tom Stewart. So those are just some of the emails that I've gotten over the past year or so about my podcast, emails that have come from kids, questions that have come from kids. And I love that you're listening as a family. I love that you're listening with your kids and that you're open to letting your kids learn more about paranormal things. And please keep the emails coming, kids and grownups. I love hearing from all of you, and I look forward to them. Once again, the email address is myparanormalstorypodcast@gmail.com. And thank you again for listening to the podcast. More episodes coming soon.